This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Sandy McGee, the Interim Executive Director of Umpqua Valley Arts. Sandy, good morning.
Good morning, Kyle.
Well, what is going on with UVA right now that folks should know about?
Oh, well, thanks for having me this morning, and happy Valentine's Week. We love our community, and I just want to share with people what we've got going on. And we've got a teen studio for teens at the Art Center. We're doing face-to-face classes, Kyle. And this program runs from February to March. The class is full, but March's class is not full. And in March, we're going to be doing experimental comics paper with Morgan Krepke. She's an incredible artist and teacher in our community. But right now, the teens are doing ice dyeing and shibori and batik with Cheryl Stokes. And then in April, Kyle, we've got paper making, bookbinding, and gelatin prints with Cheryl Stokes. And then in May, we've got experimental comics sculpture with Morgan Krepke. And, you know, folks can go online right now to our website at uvarts.com and get their teens signed up for these classes. They're really incredible, Kyle, and they fill up really fast. The projects are wonderful. And, you know, it's just a time to connect. It's so hard to do right now. And so the fact that the Art Center has the ability to do these in-person, you know, reduced capacity classes is pretty incredible.
What's the response of the kids to being able to get to do these?
You know, the classes are filling up really fast, so I just really want to point people to our website so they can get in there. You know, the response has been amazing. I think people just really want something productive to do, and actually making art, Kyle, is just such a wonderful thing to do right now, especially when it's tough to connect with other people. We can connect to ourselves through art projects, and it's a really wonderful and strengthening and healing experience.
So that's kids. What about other things going on?
Well, Kyle, you know, right now the Art Center is closed, but we are looking forward to opening up on April 2nd for limited capacity visitors for the new shows that are going to be coming up. And one of those shows, Kyle, is Postcards for a Beautiful World. Now, we are taking submissions for this right now, and the deadline to apply for this is March 15th. And there's a theme, Kyle. We really want people to send a postcard. Give us a postcard and tell us what you want to say to the world. What is the message that you want to give our community? You know, we had a really rough 2020. Everybody did. And so these postcards are meant to sort of bring our wishes for a beautiful year to the forefront and into our corridor space gallery. And that's going to open on April 2nd. But people can put their submissions in now, and the submission is free. So anybody can do it. And again, the next show that opens is going to be April 2nd. And it's going to go until June 4th. And, you know, in the Hallie Brown Ford Gallery during that time, we're going to have A Watched Pot Always Boils. This is a show, this call has been out for several months, Kyle. And again, if people are interested in applying for the show, it's still open. But we are opening this in our Hallie Brown Ford Gallery. And this exhibit has to do with the 100th anniversary of the women's right to vote. So we're really thinking about equal just distribution of just having a say in society. Jaden Dukes and Serena Swanson are two young gallery committee members. They go to OSU, they're art students, and this was their project, their baby. So, you know, we really are a community-based arts organization, Kyle. Everybody can participate to give us ideas of things we can do to connect with our community. And then speaking of that, the Postcards for the Beautiful World show was an idea that came through one of our community members, Victoria Carnata. She's a teacher in the community. She is just very well-loved. She's an incredible teacher and an incredible person and family of the Art Center. And so she just came to me and said, let's do this. And so we did. So it's really wonderful. And I want to let people know out there that you can call us. You can connect with us through Facebook, through our website, and also give us a call. We'd love to talk to you and hear from you.
So April 2nd, and probably a lot of anticipation, a lot of excitement about being able to, even at lower capacity, reopen.
Absolutely. You know, we're taking this time, Kyle, between now and April 2nd to kind of take a look at all the things that we've always really wanted to do, trying to change some gears and clean house a little bit and get ready for people to come in the building again. We cannot wait. It's been really challenging for the Art Center to be closed during this time. But again, we are open to youth classes right now. Our youth are having the teen studio, and that's just a lovely day where we have we do have people in the building. We're really excited for April 2nd when we can really allow people to come and see the shows again. And, you know, the limited capacity, the way we do that is that you just have to make an appointment to come to the Art Center. All you have to do is go to our website, and there's a button to click, and you just sign up for a time slot, Kyle. So it's going to be real easy and very accessible for people.
And what about this summer? What are you looking at for UVA?
Well, Kyle, right now I have a Summer Arts Festival. We are planning to have Summer Arts Festival this year. We're very excited. We're taking care of all the details. We want to make sure everybody stays safe. The committee for Summer Arts Festival is just going over everything with a fine-tooth comb, and we've got art vendors signing up right now. So right now, I have an open call for art vendors. We definitely need art vendors to sign up. We've got nonprofit booths and tables for nonprofits in our area, a wonderful opportunity to get your message out to the community. Because, you know, Kyle, during the summer, we have thousands of people that come through the Art Center over the course of the weekend. And it's a wonderful time to put yourself out there, put your work out there as an artist, as a nonprofit. We also have the stages. You know, we're taking applications for entertainment. So if you're a band, you're in a band out there, apply for being on our main stage. And then we have our community family stage for local groups like the Chitwood Dancers. And, you know, we're booking all those things right now. So if anybody out there is interested, go to our website, go to our Summer Arts Festival page, and you can sign up right there.
Isn't it an odd concept that you could stand in a park and listen to musicians?
I know. How could that even be? It's, you know, we never questioned this before. You know, it was something that we just did. And, you know, in some ways you think, okay, well, we really took that for granted, because now, you know, you think about standing in a park listening to a musician, and just, well, first of all, it's going to be the biggest treat ever, I think, for everybody. I think when things start getting going again, which they will eventually, and safely so, you know, things will be shifted in a way so that we can continue to keep people safe throughout the year and years to come. I mean, I think changes are just a natural evolution right now. So yes, we're going to be so appreciative to listen to live music, Kyle. Can you imagine?
Yeah, it's going to be great. The Summer Arts Festival, what are the dates again?
June 25th, 26th, and 27th.
And I know we'll be talking more about that as we get closer. Just about out of time. Anything else people ought to know before we go?
Yes, we just want you to know we would love for you to become a member of the Arts Association. We are always welcoming new family members, new community members, and when you become a member, you support the arts and culture programming in our area, in Douglas County. And we just want to let you know that we really appreciate the support that we've gotten from our community. So thank you to everybody out there. And again, you can donate, you can become a member. We may not have our doors open right now, Kyle. Again, we're opening on April 2nd, but between now and then, become a member and donate and see if there's a way that you can participate at the Art Center. We love our volunteers.
All right, Sandy McGee from the Umpqua Valley Arts, thanks for being on this morning.
You are welcome. Thank you for having me, Kyle.
842 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.